This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Tyler Perry is the first producer to set start dates for U.S. shows filming in North America. On July 8th, Perry's two BET series, Sistas and The Oval, will begin production, one at a time, at his Atlanta-based Tyler Perry Studios. For the cast, Perry is providing his private plane. After they test negative pre-boarding, they'll be flown to Atlanta. But has Madea been tested? Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are staying at opposite ends of the house. Self-isolating at home with four kids is taking a toll on the relationship between Kimye. The two aren't even sleeping in the same room in their massive LA home. She's frustrated with him and thinks he's not pulling his weight in family responsibilities. Aw, tough to be raising your kids. Yourselves. Big Bang Theory's Jim Parsons, 47, changed up his hair while staying at home amid the coronavirus pandemic, bleaching his brown locks to golden blonde. He was looking to do something to entertain husband and film producer Todd Spiewak, whom he wed in 2017. Quarantine causes changes. I wanted to jazz things up, joked Parsons. Not a good look. After Adele took to Instagram posting a pic of herself on her 32nd birthday, there was a mix of reactions and commentary over her physical appearance. While many showered her with compliments, others expressed disappointment, saying she had lost weight to fit societal standards. At least her trainer came to her rescue. Sheesh. Give it a rest, people. She looks great. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have called off their summer wedding in Italy. Yep. A source said, quote, "They've been struggling for weeks over this decision, but with no return to normalcy in the near future, the couple felt postponing the wedding was the safest and smartest choice." Guests have been notified that the wedding will not be happening in late summer. Boo-hoo! SNL star Pete Davidson and director Judd Apatow posted a video on Instagram to promote their new movie, The King of Staten Island. Davidson told viewers he quit drugs. He then said, a total stranger paid a visit to his mom's house where he's been staying. The stranger knocked on the door and presented a bag of weed for Davidson, saying, I heard your son needs this. He didn't keep it. Right. The cast of Community and creator Dan Harmon are reuniting for a virtual table read and Q&A in order to benefit COVID-19 relief efforts. Among the participants will be Donald Glover, Joel McHale, Jillian Jacobs, Danny Pudi, Yvette Nicole Brown, Allison Brie, Jim Rash, and Ken Jeong. But no Chevy Chase, because none of the other actors can stand him. Billie Eilish is making the most of her time in isolation at home by fostering two puppies and recording new music. The singer said, quote, "We've been in my brother Phineas's basement. We wrote a whole song in its entirety, which is kind of rare for us. I really love it. It was exactly what I needed to say when we wrote it," unquote. Cool. And we'll play it when it's ready. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives host Guy Fieri is giving back to restaurant workers around the country. Fieri has helped raise more than $20 million by partnering with the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. He and the organization have been sending restaurant workers $500 grants through the newly created Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. Good job, Guy! Live Nation is selling tickets for an Arkansas show from country rock act Travis McCready that is the industry's first socially distanced concert. Seats will be restricted so fans remain at least 6 feet apart and capacity will be capped at 20%. Masks will be compulsory, as will temperature checks. Capacity at 20%? How could they make money that way? Good luck! Ray J and Prella Cosmetics founder Princess Love will divorce 4 months after welcoming baby number two. Love filed the papers in L.A. Superior Court just 4 months after she and the Sexy Can I singer welcomed their second child. They're also the parents of 23-month-old daughter Melody. They were so excited, and now, not so much. Fail. Kelly Clarkson has revealed that her 4-year-old son, Remington Remy Blackstock, is working with a therapist as he's behind his peers in his speech development. The speech issue, she says, stems from hearing impairment Remy suffered when he was younger. Kelly said, quote, "He had a speech problem because he had this ear problem when he was a baby. We didn't know," unquote. We wish him well. Idris Elba, who tested positive for the coronavirus in March, was spotted back in London after previously self-isolating in New Mexico. He and his wife are both doing okay, and they are asymptomatic following dual positive diagnoses for COVID-19. Elba said, quote, "We've passed the quarantine period, but we can't get a flight back home," unquote. Yeah, join the club. Since the coronavirus shut down production on hundreds of TV and movie projects, Saturday Night Live has aired 2 episodes with cast members all filming sketches at their homes. Tom Hanks opened the first show April 11th, and Brad Pitt appeared as Dr. Anthony Fauci to begin the April 25th show. They were both the highest-rated shows behind the one that Eddie Murphy hosted. Quarantastic! The Trash Bin. Ink Master star Daniel Silva has been arrested for murder in relation to the death of YouTuber Corey LeBarry. Silva was driving a 2020 McLaren 600LT with LeBarry as his passenger at a high rate of speed when he lost control and collided with a tree. He then tried to leave the scene but was stopped by citizens. It was LeBarry's 25th birthday. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
U.S. pay TV providers just had their worst quarter ever, shedding more than 2 million subscribers. Media companies expect a tough quarter for TV advertising with no live sports and spending delayed. Twitter's Jack Dorsey has donated $10 million to Sean Penn's COVID-19 testing organization. Chinese internet giant Tencent has been surveying content posted by foreign users on WeChat in order to block the content at home.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Trolls World Tour is still the top streaming film.
The number one album.
Nash Good Intentions enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app in the USA.
The number one book.
The 20th Victim by James Patterson and Maxine Petro is the top nonfiction book.
Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber have finally released a song together after years of promising they would one day collaborate. All proceeds from their new single, Stuck With You, will go to the First Responders Children's Foundation to fund grants and scholarships for the children of first responders impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The pair, who were the first major artists to be managed by Scooter Braun, announced the song along with an instrumental for fans to use so they could crowdsource videos of people's quarantine moments. Those moments and Bieber and Grande's own self-recorded clips make up the song's music video. And it's a great cause. Here's Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber with the song of the week, Stuck With You.
Know where we need to be. No, no, no. I'ma get to know you better. Kinda hope we're here forever. There's nobody on these streets. If you told me that the world's ending, ain't no other way that I can spend it. Oh, 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 oh. Got all this time in my hands. Might as well cancel our plans. I could stay here forever.
That was Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber with the song of the week, stuck with you. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.